Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast where authors and friends share all aspects of the Catholic faith. Learn more on reconciledtoyou.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, a podcast about living your Catholic life in the ordinary everyday, especially through really great spiritual reading, good Catholic books. Today, I have a very special guest with me, Amy Brooks. Amy and I have been friends, and I can say we're real life friends because we met a couple of times in person, which I always love that point. Her website, which is what drew me to find out more about Amy, is Prayer Wine Chocolate. I mean, it's all my favorite things wrapped into one website. She's also co-founder of CatholicsOnline.net. We're going to talk about Catholics Online, Catholic social media influencers, because I'm blessed to be part of that incredible group. Well, this is my take on Amy. Amy Brooks, let's have your take on Amy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Allison, and hi, all that are your community and friends. I'm so happy to be here. And Allison, gosh, I think we connected over 5 years ago. Oh, definitely over 5 years.
Well over. Isn't that crazy? I think it's been closer to almost 10 years, to be honest.
Wow. Isn't that well, funny? I haven't been in the space for that long.
All right. But, so maybe eight. Yeah. Still a long time.
2016. Yeah. That's probably eight.
Almost eight.
Yeah. So I started this blog in 2016, prayerwinechocolate.com. And I really started the blog because I definitely didn't start to share recipes, crafts, organization, anything like that for the longest time. I was like, I have no business starting a blog. But I started it because my husband and I adopted our son. And then I stayed home after teaching for 14 years. I was 36 when I became a mother, and I had longed for this for so long. And my son did have some health issues, but really there were a lot of reasons I just wanted to be home. But I still wanted our family to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured people have connected without adoption agencies before social media. There has got to be a way for us to adopt again without the huge financial commitment to an adoption agency. So I just figured I would record everything, share it in my blog, and help other couples that are intimidated by the cost to adopt. But God had other plans, and I really started sharing my faith, and I've been really blessed, really blessed. So because of my blog, I met the first publisher of the Be Yourself Journals, and I met people who supported one another in a group, but it was secular. So I started a Catholic group of supporting bloggers, writers, and then extended out to artisans, ministries, et cetera. And that's Catholics Online now. So, I'm so grateful because I love this work. I absolutely love it. So thank you for having me today.
I didn't realize I knew we shared being adoptive moms in common, but I didn't realize that we kind of stepped into the social media online presence because of our adoptions. That's how I got into social media. My husband convinced me to finally join Facebook in 2009 when we were adopting Faithy, because we wanted to share that journey. And again, God had other plans, and it turned into a place of sharing my faith. I now really consider myself a social media evangelist. I just love being in that vineyard, being in that space. It's a very unique place to be. And even though blogs seem to have hit their heyday, I still read blogs. I still go out and figure out what people are doing. I use social media to find them, not like we used to just Google things and just find them, or Bing. Actually, do you remember the search engine Dogpile? Am I aging myself with that one?
I do remember something with a dog.
Yeah, it was called Dogpile. That's pretty funny. Anyway, I digress as usual. And we do share in common as well that our first books were published through Grace Watch Media, through Jerry Windley Doust, who was just so gracious and generous to, we met him through Catholics Online. We were retreat together, and he was super generous to, yeah, my earplug always falls out. Super generous to give us both an opportunity, mine with the Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women and yours with the Be Yourselves journals for Catholic girls. And then you followed up with a Be Yourself journal for Catholic boys. Tell us about these amazing, I love these journals, and I want you to share a little bit about them with us.
Thank you. So it's amazing how the Lord works and the Holy Spirit works, because I've always liked writing, but if you looked at my grades and you knew my history with, you know, English class, and I had to take remedial English in college, like, so it's all God. You know, so when I started blogging and sharing my faith, it's like God gave me these miracle stories to tell. It was incredible. So this one story I wrote, I shared in the Facebook group, Catholic Bloggers Network, and Jerry was in that group. And Jerry said, I really like this story. I want to help you edit it. And we just started talking. And I think he shared it on his website and he helped me. He's like, start in the middle. And he just gave me some tips. And then I saw, like, he's a publisher. So, like, hey, like a long, long, long time ago, I had this idea for a girl's journal. I was like, could I pitch it to you? Now, this was not my plan when I started blogging at all. And he said, sure. And I was like, where's that book? And I had that notebook and I had some things written down. Oh, gosh, the notebook was like, I mean, I think it was 17 years before.
Wow, Emmy, yeah. That's crazy. That's a talk about waiting on the Lord's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something I had put in the back of a prayer journal. And then I typed it up. I tried to fix it. I gave it to him. He sent it to some parents. So much. He's like, we got to change this, this, and that. And there was a lot of back and forth, because if you've ever seen the Be Yourself journal, there's a lot of art, and I'm not an artist. So I would try to describe my vision. And on a very low budget, but a very talented woman who was a graphic designer, we'd go back and forth. So, so he helped me publish that journal. And I think it was published in April of 2017, the same month that all of a sudden I got a phone call that twins were being born from a hospital. And 3 days later, they were in my house. So, so we adopted, and this book came out all in the same month. So yeah. And then after that came out, it was so well received, and I think because it was so different.
Yes, it is very different. It's like there's nothing like it on the market, and it is really such a beautiful catalyst for parents to engage in some really thoughtful conversations, where it's sometimes just really hard to enter into conversation, and having this journal, having a little starting point, really is, it's a gift. It truly is a gift. And I think this is why they've done so well. And though after you've done the girls' journal, obviously, then did you have the idea for the boys' journal all along, or that just kind of sparked after?
Well, okay. So back up a little bit. So this whole thing is called Be Yourself, because when I was like 12 or 13, I did not fit in with anyone. I was so frustrated. I felt so left out. And I went to my mom and I was like, I don't understand why all the girls on the soccer team and all the girls in my class, nobody likes me. Why don't I have any friends? It was sad. And my mom was like, just be yourself. And she walked away, because I was the oldest of five. She probably had a baby on her hip and other kids saying, mom, mom, mom. And she just be yourself. And she walked away. And I was like, that, what does that even mean? I don't know who I am. So that's where the title of the book came from. And really what's in the book is, the, in retrospect, these are the words of advice I needed. This is the encouragement I needed. And it all of it comes from our faith. So yeah. So my idea was to help girls that, because you get older, you're like, everybody feels that way in middle school. Nobody. Yeah,
isn't that crazy that you don't know that in middle school that everybody feels that way, but everybody feels that way.
Right. Right. Isn't that crazy? It's just a stage of life. I just did a confirmation retreat this past weekend, and I told the kids in my small group, I was like, I have never in my life met an adult that says, I wish I was 13 again. Like, it's just,
it's so true.
Never. Yeah.
Middle school is just, it's just evil.
It's adolescence. Like, your body's changing, the hormone, you know, it's just, it's like becoming a butterfly. I don't know. I read somewhere that, you know, before the butterfly comes out of the cocoon, they're a gooey mess, you know, it's just like,
They really are. They struggle. But that struggle is what makes them strong. I mean, just to keep that analogy, that's a beautiful analogy, Amy, because truly, if they don't struggle to get out of that cocoon, the chrysalis, they will die because they build their strength through that struggle.
And so, we need that hardiness in life. We need that.
We do. I mean, not like we want to struggle, but it does serve a purpose. God is beautiful that way, that he allows that suffering to make us stronger, to grow us spiritually, to bring us closer to him if we surrender it to him. Though, and this is why, again, I love Be Yourself journals, because we don't hear the message as a young adolescent often, that we can include God in this, that we can surrender this to God and he will bring that good for our good in that struggle.
Yeah, like the one of the very first things in there is that quote from St. Catherine of Siena, be who God meant you to be and you'll set the world on fire.
Love that quote.
Yeah. So what happened was this book really was well received. So people started asking me, where's the boy's journal? Where's the boy's journal? Where's the boy's journal? I was like, I don't have a boy's journal. So it was asked so many times. I was like, I guess I better write a boy's one.
Yes, that's
right. And so, and then again, a lot of back and forth and a lot of research, because obviously I was never an adolescent boy. So I had to ask people, and I know one guy I taught with, I went to him and he said, you know, girls write lists, boys make a plan.
Oh, what a beautiful advice. It's so true. That's a great advice. That's great advice.
Yeah.
So is that how you framed the different books?
Yeah. So like, the boys book has four sections, and the fourth section is make a plan.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is like a lot of people are like, oh, my son won't use that. I'm like, okay. I created this, like, this is the back, and the back cover of the girls is blank, and they are supposed to design it with like crafting and scrapbooking things. And that's a lot of times I do that when I do a retreat with them.
Yeah.
But the back of this book is a bunch of short prayers, and they're supposed to cross, do like a blackout prayer. So they keep what they want to pray, and they black with a Sharpie, they black out the whole thing.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So for those watching on video, I want you to please show the cover, show in the back of the book, but I want you to show the cover, Be Yourself. And then the girls, and the girls. It's really, it's beautiful. It's like a campfire, and it's like just really boy, nice boy colors, and this is bright and sunny. It's for Be Yourself for girls. And obviously I'll have the link to both of those. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Amy, is something that's really near and dear to my heart, because I'm a part of this beautiful organization. I'm part of this community that really helps to bring creatives together and share our gifts, the many, many gifts that this group brings to the table, to the world, getting Catholics online to connect with other people. So you could tell us a little bit about the genesis of CatholicsOnline.net and how we can get involved in it.
Yes. So when I started blogging, someone told me about a group on Facebook called Philly Social Media Moms. And it was a bunch of bloggers from the Philadelphia area, food bloggers, micro bloggers, like they just blog about their geographical area. And we would all like share our posts and share our pins and repin. And we even got to meet up because we were all geographically close.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. If a restaurant was opening, they would have us come. So we would like put them on social media. It was a very free marketing tool, but it was a very supportive group. But I think a lot of them did not know what to do with me because I was like a religious blogger, I'm pretty sure there were a couple Jewish bloggers on there. So it was kind of, you know, but it was great. They were great. And I did connect with a couple local Catholics, but I thought we should be doing this as Catholic Christians. And you were there. I tried to do it in several groups, and I was like the new girl that people are like, who is this girl and what is she talking about? So we were in a group together that was doing it very well, but I was not the head of that group, and I got tossed from the group because I didn't do link ups. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't do every link up. I just didn't have time. And so I got thrown out.
But again, how God uses, you know, those situations for good. because that was the catalyst for you to be like, hey, I know how this should be done. Right.
So I started Catholic Social Media Influencers, and you are definitely one of like the original 14 members.
Oh, I jumped right on that. I'm like, this is brilliant. So I want to be part of this. And I jumped right on that.
Yeah, no, I know we connected really early. And it, like, I'm so grateful for you and Ginny, Cocos, Leslie, Annie at the time from A Beautiful Camouflage Mess. There was a group of us. I mean, Lindsay from Just Love Prince. She wasn't fully on Just Love Prince yet. She was doing two different things. She was Lindsay Trez. She was in there too. Annie Deddins. Oh my gosh, how do I forget Annie Deddins? Annie Deddins. When I started my blog, I had one subscriber and it was her.
Oh my goodness. So if anyone doesn't know, Annie Deddins is praymorenovenas.com. You've probably prayed her one of her novenas or been to one of her Lent or Advent retreats that they offer. She is the Catholic woman behind Pray More Novenas, and she, Catholic Wife, I think is her website.
Catholic Wife, Catholic Life too.
That's it. Thank you. I knew there was some Catholic Life, Catholic Wife. And I'll have the link to her and to Pray More Novenas as well. Yeah. Love that website. I forgot about that. That's wonderful.
Well, it's funny because I didn't really know what blogs were. And the only email list I was on at that point was Pray More Novenas. And I didn't know her. She posted in a group and she mentioned it. I'm like, you're her.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, we started this group together. And then shortly after I started the group, Sarah Estabrooks reached out to me and she said, I'm trying to start a blog. I'm trying to connect. Can you help me connect? I was like, oh, I can help you connect. I'm going to bring you right in this group. And so she just helped me so much because it was exactly what she was looking for.
Right. So we were all looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize, you know, because I thought, I don't understand, like 10 other groups I tried to start these support threads in, and everybody was like, ah. So, but you know, God's plan. And so our group is men and women. And our group is not just bloggers, writers, and authors, speakers, but also I really found a love for, and I had this in the beginning, for Catholic gifts. Yes. And there are all these beautifully talented artists and artisans. So people with Catholic Etsy shops or Catholic websites, Catholic stores, and a couple of really talented artists. Jen Norton is in it. I'm so happy she joined us. And I'm loving Kate Capato, Visual Grace. You know, and ministries. So if you run a ministry, I would love to get more pro-life ministries in there because that is just like one of my passions.
And I think that's a place, Amy, that I'd really like. We're talking today with Amy Brooks, prayerwinechocolate.com. And it's, I think, you know, it's a place I'd like to kind of clarify that this is not, so there's like kind of two components to it. It is the creative end of it. Those who are bloggers and creatives and making beautiful things and have apostolates. And that's one aspect of it. But then there's also the other aspect that maybe more of my listeners might be interested in is that you can go to catholicsonline.net and you can find speakers to come, you know, if you're looking for a speaker that to come speak at your church or your school, you can find places to shop for beautiful gifts. You can find blogs on every subject you can think of, all obviously connected to the Catholic faith. So you really ended up serving two areas that really needed it: community for those who are creating and an outlet for people looking for those creating beautiful things that are Catholic.
Yes. Yeah, so my thought process there was, okay, I started this group, but I don't own Facebook. I need something that is owned by me. So I started a directory, and I thought this exactly what you just said. What we have a map on our directory. Now, Google's changed a little bit. We're trying to do some maintenance work on it, but it is there. It'll say doesn't support. Just click that away. You should see a map with a bunch of, it almost looks like tacks on it. So you can see how about 300, 350 members are listed on that directory, and you can see where they live. The bulk in the United States, a good amount in Canada, I'm going to talk to one woman that was in Hawaii, but now is in Germany. Kiera was with us for a really long time, the founder of Catholic Mothers.
Who is in England.
Yes. Right?
London. I think she was in London. I don't know if she's.
Yeah, no, I think she just lives in like a suburb of London now. But so it's really international. We've got some from Australia. And yeah, so that was the point. Like, do you need a speaker? Maybe you can't afford to hire Abby Johnson, but look and find someone close to you and you can bring them. Or just maybe you've already had all the big names and you're looking for more. Right. Another one was you and I are from major city areas, Boston, I'm from Philly, and you go to these Christmas bazaars and it's like all these craft tables set up and none of them are Catholic crafts. And right. So we have a whole artisan section. So you can really reach out to these artisans that, especially local ones, and say, come to our, you know, come share your rosaries, and all the other religious and beautiful, prayerful products that
you're jewelry. Creating. I have so loved discovering all the beautiful Catholic jewelry that it's available. Not that my husband likes that I've discovered it, but I certainly have enjoyed finding all of the beautiful things. Well, Amy Brooks, it is always wonderful to speak with you. You are a powerhouse. I didn't think I could ever find anybody who multitasked more than I did, but you do this all with little guy and twins, which I know they're getting bigger, but they're still little people. I'm just going to tell the funniest story. So you probably can't tell, especially if you're just hearing her voice, but Amy is a tiny little person and she had, the Lord sent her the biggest twins you have ever seen. They had to wait, when I met you, I think they were probably 6 months or so. And I think together they weighed as much as you did. And you just, you would carry both of them in a diaper bag and your own. I was like, this woman is incredible. You are strong on the inside and the outside. I just wanted you to know that I was absolutely awed by you in that moment. And you brought me to pray at the St. Catherine Drexel Shrine that was then available. And I've never forgotten that kindness either. We just had her feast day the other day and I was thinking about our beautiful day together praying. So thank you for all of your yeses to God, for being open to life and however he brought it through adoption. I'm also going to put a link for the beautiful spiritual adoption prayer and ministry that you have out there, praying for a child that
is in danger of abortion.
Thank you. And yeah. I just find that just so beautiful. It's a beautiful certificate that Amy has that you can download. You can put a name on it. You can put it, you know, just put it on your refrigerator. And time you walk by it, pray for that child that the mother will choose life, because that's just the most heroic thing they can do. And I'm sure it's the hardest decision they ever have to make. But people like Amy and I, who've been blessed by that decision, and those children who now have a beautiful life, it's just great. You just do so many wonderful things. Amy, how can we keep in touch with you? How can we find out more too, not just about your beautiful ministry, but also about Catholics Online?
So on Instagram and Facebook, Instagram is probably the easiest. Catholics Online on Instagram, Prayer Wine Chocolate on Instagram, all one word. And the website's prayerwinechocolate.com and catholicsonline.net. We do have a YouTube channel. It's about 150 subscribers. I'm trying to use that more. But I don't know if you can find that. So maybe you could just post the link if I send it to you.
Of course.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll post all the links, and then I'm sure everything is also found on either one of those websites. So if they go to the website.
Journals on Amazon. It's on my website. It's our Sunday Visitor is the publisher. So, yeah. I mean, if you Google Girls Catholic Journal, I think it is the first thing that comes up.
That's amazing. And then if you have a local shrine or Catholic bookstore, mention this journal to them. It's such a beautiful gift. And I'm sure most of I always say, go and patronize these local small businesses. We're all about small businesses at Catholics Online. So if you have a bookstore or a shrine store near you, show them the book, bring it into them, or ask them to consider making it and available, because it really is the perfect First Communion gift, even a confirmation gift. I know it's for maybe a little younger kids, but I think.
No, I really think confirmation is good. I think a lot of people do give it for First Holy Communion, which is fine, but they grow into it more.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, thank you, Amy Brooks, for spending this time with us. I have thoroughly enjoyed it, as always.
Same, as always. So great to be able to talk to you.
Thanks. Yeah. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. God bless.
Thank you for listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. Your reviews at your favorite podcast service help this podcast reach others who may be blessed by the content. Please subscribe and share with others. Come back soon for an all-new episode.